Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Thank you.
Australian psychedelic rock band King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard were essentially the hardest working music act of 2017. Specifically, it was in terms of musical composition, releasing not just one, but five stylistically distinct albums. First, with Flying Microtonal Banana, King Gizzard exposed alternative microtonal tuning to the popular music world within a rock context. Murder of the Universe provided an interesting, bleak three-chapter odyssey. Then, with the help of Mild High Club on Sketches from Brunswick East, they radiated a psyched-out jazz fusion vibe. Arguably their most progressive rock-styled album they have, Polygana Wanaland, is a pastoral epic in four parts, opening with the 10-minute Crumbling Castle, followed by three tripartite suites. And it is a free album to download. And finally, on New Year's Eve, King Gizzard slipped out Gumboot Soup, giving us well-constructed structural songs that scoop up textural and sonic and tonal influences from the previous four 2017 albums, plus a little more eclecticism to surprise long-term listeners. King Gizzard is currently on a North American tour at this time, and they will be playing a sold-out concert in Toronto at the Danforth Music Hall tomorrow, Tuesday, June 12th. In today's Audible Observations, SMK gazes upon King Gizzard and their five 2017 albums throughout the show, interwoven by Canadian artists that fit alongside this outstanding Australian collective, daring to go beyond into uncomfortable yet adventurous music. Also, before I get into the body of today's broadcast, I have a little announcement for a digital giveaway this show. I have a digital download code to King Gizzard's Polygana Wanaland album, which I have had received when I got the vinyl for that particular album, which is the proggier of the five 2017 albums. If anyone is interested in this download code, send me a message through SMK's social platforms on Facebook and Twitter at SMK Radio Program, or phone me or at CFRU at 519-837-2378. So the first piece we heard was King Gizzard off their first 2017 album, Flying Microtonal Banana, released on February 24th on Flightless ATO Records. We heard the song Sleep Drifter. Flying Microtonal Banana was actually reached my number two personal best albums of 2017, due, of course, to their creative use of microtonal tuning and instruments. To start our triple observation set coming up, we will be listening to another Flying Microtonal Banana track called Melting, followed by Guelph's own Brad DeRue. Brad DeRue's last album, Brad DeRue's Chimeras of Decline, is now available on his Bandcamp page for free. And also, his current project that he's working on is called Comedy for Airports, an ambient comedy album with fellow Guelph artists Tyson Brynacombe and Hymns 57, the latter a fellow CFRU host of the eclectic show Oral Tethers, which broadcasts on Fridays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Comedy for Airports will be released this summer 2018. And so after King Gizzard's Melting, we will hear Brad DeRue and Con Tentacles. We'll be right back.
stands out forever in the face of mirrors.
That was a brand new radio debut on SMK for a new Canadian progressive band. They are called Bastila. Bastila is a five-piece Toronto prog band with a very modern prog sound influenced by The Contortionist, Tesseract, and Periphery, plus those of early prog fusion like Senec and Alan Holdsworth. The song we just heard, I debuted, was called Nova, one of their first singles, which is free or pay what you can on Bastila's Bandcamp page. They will be releasing their debut album, a 6-track EP called Mother Terrain, on their Bandcamp page this coming Saturday, June 16th. As a reminder, if anyone would like the King Gizzard Polygonawanaland digital download, to please message me on SMK's social platforms at SMK Radio Program or phone in at 519-837-2378. Next up is a quite epic track by King Gizzard. From the second 2017 album, Murder of the Universe. I'm into strange stuff, but this album, Murder of the Universe, really stretched out the awkwardness in a way, just because of the content, some of the content that they wrote about. This album is, as I said before, is a three-chapter album. And the one I will be playing, the last work or suite called Hentai Me and the Murder of the Universe, is quite disturbing a bit, and because it's talking about an android who wants to become alive, and he does that by making a machine that vomits, making it quite simple as that, but... I guess as a warning for people who aren't who's easily not a fan of gross stuff like that, just as a explicit warning for that. But it's a very interesting work. So let's listen to it now. So off King Gizzard's Murder of the Universe, which was released on June 23rd. 2017 on Flightless ATO Records. Here is the complete work of Hentai Me and the Murder of the Universe.
And ignorant. Deathless and restless. Cold, contrite coward. Digitized satellite. Augmented entities. Unremembered God. The world fades to black. Welcome to an altered future.
Despondent, lugubrious, no future. We turn down.
came from a womb. The last to be birthed from the flesh of the womb. Wretched life in this altered place. There must be more life than embrace. My name is Hentai Umi. I am a cyborg. Born, if you may call it that, in a world that is dense and black. Created without a desire to draw breath, without a desire to have being, without a yearning just to be. He'd like my desire back, my life back, my soul back, my humanity. Oh, how I long for it. For an era I have meditated, like the primordial Buddha beneath the body. My pseudo-mind, pseudo-wonder. I climbed and I clambered, and I ambled upon some understanding. The gold beneath the virtual rainbow. I am bereft of two human things. Two things that a cyborg can never do. Two things that I strive for. Two things between myself and mankind. Death and the vomit. I want the perspiration. I want the nausea. I want to be sick. I want to feel the hot, piquant nuggets. I wanted to find passage through my cold figure. I want to make a mess. I want the odor. I want the spectacle, and I want it again. I want it all. And I would like to die. A noble death. Or a coward's death. A hero's death. Or a lonely death. To die in the arms of a lover. Or the arms of an alien. I desire my catch of experience to pulsate through my quasar synapses. And then to be gone, expired, perished, fallen, dead, forevermore. Just like that. My design, like Frankenstein's monster. I am your father, I am your god, and you the magic that I conjure. The thankless whine, the blasphemous joke. My creature had no love for me, which made me berserk.
I am covered in vomit. I am coated in sick. I have no name and no place. This is no way to live.
So I took over my creation. The spew-coated protein. I plugged myself in. And became one with machine.
I go feel blessed with a vomit in my neck. I feel like death. On a coffin. On a coffin. On a coffin. On a coffin.
The spatter becomes a spray, the spray becomes a stream, and the stream becomes a waterfall. Munt is finally cascading from my input. The creeping sick moves from my breath and into my heart, where it is pumped to every inch of my body. I feel it snake through the knots of my deepest veins and eats through the walls of my cells. It bleeds through the pores of my skin, and it smells good. It drops from my crotch onto the floor, and with a heavy slap it hits the ground and spreads. Inside my body, the pressure is too great, and like some ancient geyser I erupt. My head hits the roof and my body breaks apart with the force of the liquid blood. Vomit bomb. Chunky shrapnel tears through everything around me. I am vomit vomiting. I grow into spurs. Bleeding through walls, I force myself upon others. I slide up legs and crawl down throats. I integrate. I am double, triple. I am 10 times the size. I turn lakes into porridge and buildings into bile. I am a noxious of thrilling valleys with vomit torrents. Castles crumble in landslides and I munch the rubble. It tastes good. 10,000 times bigger. I seep into power sockets and travel along the wires at the speed of light across vast electrical networks. I am electric. I am on fire. This is sex. I am every one and every zero. 1,000,000. I am supercharged, flaming puke storming every cell, molecule and atom I can find. I'm cancer. I am flying. I am a rainbow unfurling across the sky. I am floating. I am omni. 500,000,000. The world is my interior. It no longer skins. It is altered. My density forces me outward. I am in orbit. 1,000,000,000. I am Saturn's rings and Jupiter's storms. I am the weather. I am the sun's heat. I am the night sky. 500,000,000,000. The solar system is due to the Kuiper Belt and beyond. I fill the void. Exploding suns vomit comets. Comets vomit acid rain. Spilled milk over the Milky Way. 1,000,000,000,000. The stars are myself, racing faster outwards, upwards, downwards, inwards, losing track of my place in the vomit first. Every nowhere, I am heavy, I am gravity, nebulous pregnant with bath pulsate and thirst. Expansion. I shoot arrows of time in all directions. I am a black hole shitting into the void. I tear through the skin of perception and into the next. Non-alien. The cosmic microtone background becomes transparent. Like rising damp, one soaks into the walls of the coast moss and it topples like soggy breath. I am arc energy accelerating. Multiverse. Entanglement. I am time. Sensitive. Time missing. Critical density. Contraction.
singularity. Everything and nothing. Life and death. Murder of the universe.
Hi, this is Pierre of Le Greff, and you're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at CFRU.ca.
That was Yamantaka Sonic Titan, Toronto progressive new wave band, with the song Beast off their 2018 album Dirt, released on Paper Bag Records. Next up, we have a new track or new work by Toronto electronic artist Lunar Lemur off Trinket Trance. Lunar Lemur has been releasing free pay what you can tracks on their Bandcamp page as of late. One of them is titled, which we will hear, "Are All Fish the Same Shape If You Stretch Them?" Even that name by itself certainly would fit in with today's gazing upon feature with King Gizzard. So here is Lunar Lemur with "Are All Fish the Same Shape If You Stretch Them?"
Thank you.
Canon Friendship by La Greff, Montreal progressive folk band, off their 2017 album, Book of Reverie. Halfway through now King Gizzard's 2017 album, Pentarchy. Reminder for the Polygon Awanaland digital giveaway. You can message me on SMK's social platforms on Facebook and Twitter at SMK Radio Program, or phone into CFRU at 519-837-2378. We've gone into the middle album of King Gizzard's 2017 albums called Sketches of Brunswick East. And with this album, they brought in Los Angeles, California music project Mild High Club to bring forward a psychedelic jazz fusion album, which is like much calmer and tranquil than Murder of the Universe. And this album, it was released in August 18th, 2017 by Flightless ATO Records. Most of the album, no, I think all of the album is completely each track goes into one another. So going into entering the next hour of SMK, we will be listening to the first four tracks of Sketches of Brunswick East, which are called Sketches of Brunswick East 1, Countdown, D-Day, and Tezeta. See you in the next hour.